Welcome to this Lenten audio service from the Swiss Church in London. Organist Peter Yardley-Jones has recorded some beautiful Lenten hymns for us to sing at home. Colin McIntyre has recorded the reading, and I, Reverend Carla Maurer, will lead you through the service. The Bible says, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." The burdens are many these days. The world's burdens, alongside our own personal burdens, weighing heavy on our shoulders. There are few people who do not carry a burden of some sort. The consequences of the climate crisis and the COVID-19 pandemic, the war in Ukraine, the ongoing situation in Syria and Afghanistan and other parts of the world, so much suffering, tears, violence and disaster, it's overwhelming. Sometimes all we can do is return to the basics, surrender ourselves to God completely and pray. Surrendering to God means to surrender ourselves to the path of love and to hold on to hope, to strive for peace in thought, word, and deed. Preventing us from going down the path of cynicism, fear, and hatred. Love and hope are so important, especially when we feel utterly powerless. It is the fuel that keeps us going, and it's the fuel we need to feel compassion with other people and to care for those most in need. If we deviate from the path of love and hope, we're lost. Humankind is lost. It is the only way. So may our prayers today transform our hearts and transform the hearts of those who have forgotten God's ways. May God teach us forgiveness, compassion, and peace. Let us pray. Living God, there are times when we feel weighed down by the stresses and strains of life, oppressed by worry, unable to throw off our anxieties, held captive by our secret fears. We thank you, good God, for all those who help us through such moments, who offer us a shoulder to lean on, an arm to steady, and a hand to share the load. Teach us in turn to bear the burdens of others, doing all we can through listening, understanding, sharing, and caring to offer our help. As you have reached out to us, so teach us to reach out in turn, expressing your love and showing your care to the glory of your name. Amen. I invite you to sing the hymn 40 Days and 40 Nights. You can find the hymn sheet on the Swiss Church webpage.
morning's reading is Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and foes, they shall stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise up against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will set me high upon a rock. Now my head is lifted up above my enemies all around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make a melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry. Be gracious to me and answer me. Come, my heart says, seek his face. Your face, Lord, do I seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger, you who have been my help. Do not cast me off. Do not forsake me, O God of my salvation. If my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Do not give me up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they are breathing out violence. I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. And now I invite you to join in with the next hymn, Love Unknown.
Some of you may have heard of documentary filmmaker Louis Theroux. He has produced over 50 documentary films that explore controversial and complex aspects of the human condition. He shines lights on intriguing beliefs, behaviors, and institutions by getting to know the people at the heart of them. In one of the episodes of his most recent series, Forbidden America, he immerses himself in Florida's multi-million dollar rap scene and follows some of the notorious superstars. Many of those superstars grew up in deprived neighborhoods and witnessed gun crime, drug abuse, and street violence from a very young age, or becoming involved themselves. Their experiences are reflected in the lyrics and music videos that they produce. And they often seem to glorify or even encourage gun violence. One of the rap stars says that this simply reflects the reality of their upbringing. Where, if not in arts, can the sometimes brutal reality of our existence be expressed? And gun crime, drug abuse, street and domestic violence are part of many people's reality, perhaps of yours too. And in that respect, there are many parallels between Florida's 21st century rap scene and the Bible. Let's go back in time, from Florida, the year 2021, to the Kingdom of Judah in Palestine, sometime around 1000 to 800 before Christ. The Bible tells us about the great King David, first king of the united monarchy of Israel and Judah. According to the books of Samuel, David is a young shepherd and harpist who gains fame by slaying the giant Goliath and later ascends the throne. Biblical literature and archaeological findings are the only sources that attest to David's life, and so historically speaking, it is difficult to say who David really was, or if he even existed at all. According to the Bible, David was a talented musician and songwriter, and many of the Psalms in the Old Testament are attributed to him, including the Psalm 27 that we have just heard read by Colin. It is, however, rather unlikely that David was the sole composer of these Psalms, mainly because they were written over a time span of 400 to 500 years, and so more likely co-authored by different people whose identity we don't know. But then they were attributed to the great king in order to underpin his authority. But whatever the actual origin of this biblical song collection, their intention is perhaps more interesting than their authorship. What reality do they reflect? What message are they trying to transmit? King David's Psalms are religious hymns addressed to God. Thematically, they include the description of suffering, protest, petition for God's help, faith, prayer, and thanksgiving, and they also talk about violence and war. Quite a lot, actually. War and violence are omnipresent in the Bible. Some passages are so violent and upsetting that I wouldn't dare reading them out in church. There are calls to slaughter the enemy, every man, woman, and child. There are verses about utterly destroying the enemy and their cities. Violence in the Bible is problematic. But at the same time, it reflects the reality of human life on earth. It is sadly part of our human experience. The war in the Ukraine, the terror in Afghanistan, the images of the famine there and ongoing conflicts in many other parts of the world are a reminder of this reality. And the current war in Europe brings closer to home, to our homes, how fragile peace is. We have been taking it for granted for decades. We have seen other parts of the world being shattered by war, but Europe felt relatively safe for a long time. That is no longer the case. We feel vulnerable with a war on our doorsteps and the reality of armed conflicts closer to home. It could be us. Thoughts of the conflict spreading even further into our towns or cities are crossing my mind, perhaps yours as well. What would I do? Where would I go? War is a reality, now closer to us than ever. And King David wasn't a stranger to warfare and violent conflict. And the words of Psalm 27 resonate with us as we're witnessing the war in Ukraine through our news channels. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear, the psalm says. Though war rise up against me, yet I will be confident. Do not give me up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they're breathing out violence. I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Words from Psalm 27. Here the psalm expresses the experience of a person on the receiving end of violence, surrounded by an army, struggling with fear, praying for God's protection. Sometimes, however, the Bible calls for violence. Does the Bible justify violence? It's a question that's often asked by scholars. The Bible has inspired pacifism, civil rights movements, theories of just or preventive war are, however, also rooted in the Bible. And the Bible has also been used to justify genocide and apartheid. The Bible has certainly contributed to violence, precisely because its authority is rooted in God. And this leads us to the question of theodicy. Theodicy is the question of how evil can persist in the world if God is all-knowing, all-powerful, and good. How can evil persist in the world if God is all-knowing, all-powerful, and good? One possible response is that God has given us free will, which limits God's power. Free will, our human free will, cannot exist without the possibility of evil. We are given the choice between the path of evil and the path of good. And without the possibility of evil, how could we know goodness? This is a huge and complex responsibility, perhaps too much for us humans to bear, and sometimes we utterly fail. We can see it all around us, in the photos that reach us from the war zones of this world, but also in the biblical texts promoting violence and destruction as a reflection of people's experience and the human condition. In this complex situation that we find ourselves in as humans, let us pray. Teach us your way, O Lord, and lead us on a level path. That we pray. We need your presence, God, your wisdom and guidance. Be our guiding light, a stream of living water, a never-ending source of love, so we may serve your purpose in the face of our adversaries. Amen. A few announcements before we come to the end of this service. From April onwards, we will return to our pre-pandemic service rhythm at the Swiss Church in Endell Street. We will meet every first and third Sunday of the month at the church and we'll have communion every first Sunday. We will continue to provide audio services occasionally to connect with our friends worldwide. On Tuesday, the 29th of March, at 1 p.m., come and join us to mark International Piano Day. Fiona Bryce and Peter Yardley-Jones will perform on the organ and on the grand piano. The admission is free with a retiring collection. Our partner charity Soarta in Moldova provides help for Ukrainian refugees that are crossing the nearby border by giving out hot meals, providing transport and accommodation. We have launched a fundraising campaign to support Soarta. Please follow the link on the webpage and give generously. And I invite you now to receive the blessing. God bless you and keep you. God make her face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. God lift up her countenance upon you and give you peace. Que le Seigneur te bénisse et te garde. Que le Seigneur fasse briller sur toi ton visage qui se penche vers toi. Que le Seigneur tourne vers toi son visage, qu'il t'apporte la paix. Gott segne dich und behüte dich. Gott lasse das Angesicht leuchten über dir und sei dir gnädig. Gott hebe sein Angesicht über dich und gebe dir seinen Frieden. Gönnt in Friede und bringet den Friede in die Welt. Go in peace and bring peace to the world. Amen.